And we get a visit today with Kenny from the National Weather Service office in North Platte. How you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing good. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. We're loving the weather for sure. And looks like although we take a dip on Tuesday and Wednesday and in temperature, it's going to be mostly nice this week. Although a little March breeziness is going to be hampering some things from time to time, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. This week we'll have some breezy conditions. Today, yes, high near 79. That's actually just a couple degrees from the record high of 81. So some near record warmth today.
81's the high, so we'll get pretty close to that. Probably not exceeded. I was reading the article that came out in the Telegraph on Friday about this meteorological winter just concluded that runs the 90-day period from December through February, being the third warmest in North Platte. Talk about that a little bit and how close we came to being the warmest on record.
Yeah, we were just very close to the warmth, the warmest on record during the meteorological winter. Not too far, just a few more degrees and we would have had the warmest on record. So not to be surprised, it was also one of the drier winters too. Quite a bit of lack of snowfall as we've seen over the winter months as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a speakerphone? Can you get a little bit of sound a little bit like you're far away there? If you're able just to go to a regular handheld, that'd probably work out a little bit better for us there. But yeah, I was reading that article and looking at the temperatures for that time period, and it looks like we were at 24-hour temperature from December 1st through February 28th, 33.7 degrees at Lee Bird Field, and it says it's just the sixth time since 1874-75 that the city's average daily meteorological winter reading finished above freezing, so that's certainly of note, and coming in third behind the 91-92 winter, and the 1930-31 winter averaged 33.8, just a tenth of a degree more, and that's pretty significant because we call that the Dust Bowl decade with the heat and very little precipitation for sure. So that's a big deal, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, and we've seen this kind of start out the first half of the winter, and sure enough, it continued into the second half of the winter here, and now as we're approaching spring, we're really looking back on what a warm and dry winter it actually was.
You know, and we've talked before with other members of your office about it. It's not necessarily a thing that's going to be long-term, whether it comes to temperatures above normal, below normal, near normal. That recent performance isn't always a great predictor of what's going to happen, that we can kind of switch rather quickly. But in this case, is it something we see continuing at least for the short term into the next few months?
It certainly looks like it is going to be something that continues in the short term, like you say, the next few months. Just looking at some of these outlooks that take us out past the first 7 days, the 8 to 14 day outlook, for example, shows the likelihood for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. We're just having a hard time getting good surface moisture into the area from the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, you know, red flag warning in effect for today. Very dry conditions, low humidity, very warm temperatures. Until we can break that cycle where we get some Gulf moisture back into here, we're definitely going to be dealing with these warmer temperatures and, you know, mm-hmm. potential for fire weather concerns. At times during the next couple of weeks, looking that far out. So,
mm-hmm. This article also touches on the decade for the December through February season so far this decade, and it says that factoring in this year's 33.7 degrees on average, that the average for the decade for those 3 months is 29.01 degrees. And then going back to the full decade of the 1930s, that averaged to 28.24. Is that, I mean, is that a bigger concern at this point? Or, I mean, do you, I know you focus mainly on day-to-day and just two, you know, outlooks, their immediate outlooks. But as we look at that, do we worry about our... is it more a moisture thing, or I mean, those two tied at the hip, basically, when we have the red flag go up, when we see the above normal temperatures seem to be more of a thing?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the fact that we haven't had much at all for sustaining snow cover over the area this winter. That's allowed temperatures to be, on average, always warmer than normal. And of course, without the lack of snow and other precipitation over the region still lacking, we just don't have that potential to get moisture back in here. So the result is you have warmer temperatures than normal. In fact, you know, closer to the top five, you know, and
right,
warmest and even drier than normal. So that cycle is going to continue with us. We'll have to see when that maybe can kind of hopefully reverse course, and we get the needed moisture over the area to help with not only mm-hmm. lessen the fire weather concerns, but you know, give those grasslands and croplands a chance to grow, you know, as it needs to this spring and into the summer. So
we definitely need that. Three new daily highs set last month in North Platte. We had one of 70 degrees February 5th, 74 on the 7th, and 76 on the 17th. And we also tied a record on February 15th when we reached 67 degrees. So it just seems like as we talk about temperatures, especially in our winter months, the past few years, it seems like we have either approached more record highs or set more record highs. Does it seem that way to you?
You know, yeah, it does. Probably, yeah, definitely more than normal. And the numbers definitely back that up. Just February alone having records like that, you know, it really only kind of ends when we get a brief cool down with the system, and then we were able to catch some snow here on the back on the 19th of February, and then again just a few days ago. But
right.
Other than that, we're just really getting to be in desperate need of precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
Other than just the few opportunities we've had, only about two systems the last 6 weeks, so that's really not very usual that you just don't, you get a lack of systems with moisture in them. So
yeah. So I left North Platte Friday afternoon to go home to Ogallala, and we ended up with about 3 inches of snow over there in Ogallala. How much moisture did we wind up with in North Platte?
Yeah, at North Platte we ended up with 1600s.
Okay.
Yep, 1.3 inches. But what's interesting, if you get just east of the airport near Maxwell, there was no snow.
Really?
Yeah, it was a sharp cutoff. That snow that we had predicted only got about so far east, and not much farther east than North Platte did you not get any snow. So
wow.
While there was snow up back west, Ogallala, and up through the northern Sandhills, there was nothing over, you know, south central Nebraska and eastern Nebraska. It just never moved east. So,
Not to belabor this too much, but we still have the southern part of Lincoln County in the severe drought category, and it has expanded. March and April are kind of the critical months, aren't they, to get moisture and not continue this trend?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, we always look forward to March and April to kind of recharge the, maybe if we have any deficits of moisture, those are critical months. If you go through March and April without getting much, your chances of getting making that up are very slim. So
for sure. Well, we've been talking about kind of more long range or long period things. Let's lock into this week, this week's forecasted weather, and let you kind of go through this. Today will be the warmest day of the week, it looks like. You mentioned a red flag warning in effect until this evening. 79 is our projected high today, and we could see some quite gusty winds this afternoon as well, right?
Oh, yeah. The worst winds are going to be over the western sand hills, back towards like Oshkosh and out that way, but still breezy here, so we have those concerns all the way to North Platte, up into north central Nebraska. So most of the area out here under the red flag conditions, and while we do cool down the next couple days to lessen those fire concerns, we're back in the 70s Thursday, and in fact southwest Nebraska probably can get back into the 70s even Friday and Saturday, so to finish out the work week. So
that's kind of the way, and March is kind of that way. We'll I call it riding the roller coaster, and we can get those wild shifts. This isn't too bad, and when we can start in the 70s, and then when our dips are only in the 50s, that's not too big of a deal for sure. And it looks like our only significant chance of precipitation this week is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night really doesn't look like much of anything for down this way in the southern part of the state. It maybe some very light precipitation over northern Nebraska, like areas like Valentine and Ainsworth, but unfortunately I don't think we're going to get much of anything down here. We might have to hope that maybe later this weekend, when we get a bigger cool down, that we maybe squeeze out some precipitation later this weekend. We'll follow the trends on that, but even that isn't looking all that good. So
yeah. So you said Thursday back in the 70s, looks like 67, approaching 70 on Friday, and then Saturday to start the weekend looks pretty good as well. Looks like lower 70s. But then we got a big cool down coming on Sunday and Monday, it looks like.
Yes, like North Platte's normal highs are in the low 50s right now, and we're predicting highs in the mid to upper 40s by Sunday and Monday. So quite a cool down. So that cool down could bring some light precipitation, hopefully, but we'll have to wait and see on that. But yeah, a good cool down to some below normal temperatures, at least for a couple days. But I do see that a big upper ridge is poised to build back in after this week, next week. So I would not be surprised to see those much above normal temperatures returning once again.
So. Yeah, that's what my, and I kind of look at the my app, Weather Channel app on that too, and it's usually proves to be fairly accurate on the long range too, and it goes 2 weeks out, and it's got the dip on Sunday and Monday, and then warming back to the 60s next Tuesday, and then 70s to finish out the week, and mid to upper 70s at that. I think we've just become so spoiled with moderate winters. And we just a lot of times expect that to continue, but a lot of times it doesn't. But it seems like mostly of late we've had kind of, we haven't had to endure long stretches of below normal weather. And I guess we'll take that. But the concern is the moisture. And that last year the timing was perfect, and we were able to get a lot of good rains early in the season and continue that into a good portion of the summer. And I guess we're hoping for that to take place again, huh?
Yeah, we are. We certainly hope so. Like I say, the next couple weeks doesn't look real good for us, but every week we'll hopefully see some improving trends, and maybe we can get some moisture back in here.
Kenny, thanks for calling in this morning. Appreciate your knowledge and transmitting that to our listeners. Weather is one of those subjects. Especially when you talk, couch it in history and out of season weather and that and events like that. And I'm sure you can appreciate that being in the business too. So I appreciate you joining us this morning and have a good week. Okay.
Well, thank you. We'll look forward to talking again next Monday.
So. You got it. There you go. Kenny with us from the National Weather Service.